Time to get to our book review, and in the Kirikiri Roa Hamilton studio, we welcome our reviewer, Faith Wilson. Kia ora, talofa lava, Faith. Thanks for being with us.
Kia ora, talofa lava.
You have a second collection of poetry, I think, from Sam Duckworth Jones. It's called Party Legend.
Yes, that's right. So I am reviewing Party Legend today. And I'm a bit new to Sam's poetry, so I know it's his second collection, but I haven't actually read the first book. So I kind of went into reading this a bit blindly, which, I mean, I don't think poetry books necessarily have that sequential thing that many novels do. But I was enticed because I'd heard his name through the poetry circles, and, you know, VUP obviously has a reputation for publishing good poetry. So my first impressions of the book, I felt like my brain has not had to work this hard in a really long time. And that's definitely not a negative thing, but I guess I tend to read poetry that's a little bit more narrative-based, conversational, kind of that confessional style of poetry, and this is definitely not that. So I kind of had to adjust my reading style and my expectations of the poetry. And then when I did this, I think I began to enjoy it a little bit more. So Sam has, I think, he's got a really good penchant, an obvious penchant for wordplay. And this is one of the things that I enjoyed most about the book. And I think it kind of borders on, well, actually not really borders on, I think it actually probably just dives straight into the absurd and the surreal. And if the cover kind of gives that away too, it's this almost surrealist artwork on the cover, but the poetry is really weird and quite cool in that way. And I've got a little quote from one of the poems. So he's got a series of poems, and they're called The Embryo Repeats, and there's I think about 20 poems, and he kind of goes through the entire alphabet, centering one or two letters of the alphabet in each of the poems. So like, here's a line from one of them. K wakes behind a Vaseline gel and begins calling everything honey. Pets and trees and blocks of cheese, the laundry casserole parcel. Speak to me, honey, honey, tell me what you want. And so, I thought that was kind of like quite absurd, and you sort of don't really know where you're centred in the poem, which is different reading experience for me, but a good thing. So yeah, I guess I was kind of intimidated by the poetry at first because I thought it kind of seemed to go over my head, and I thought maybe I'm not quite the right audience for the book. But I think it's something that I tend to do as a reader is, and I know you're not meant to do this, but I'm always in the habit of trying to understand everything and to make meaning out of everything, and I was really frustrated that I couldn't do that with these poems. And so I guess it didn't begin as a really pleasant reading experience because of the limitations I was placing on it. But as I mentioned earlier, like, as soon as I sort of let go of that, then I began to just relish in the kind of weirdness of the writing and relish that chaos.
And so is there wonderful wordplay and skill. And are we getting quite a variation in the style and the length even and the form?
Definitely. Lots of formal variation. And I think what he does is he actually plays with some, I don't know whether he's created his own sort of forms or he plays with existing forms. But say the first poem, which is the eponymous poem, Party Legend, it kind of reads like a sestina, which is a form. Yeah, it's just kind of poetry form, but it reads like one, but not strictly. So I think what he's doing is always playing with these rules of poetry and language, and then he just kind of twists them around a bit. And I actually thought that it's kind of chaotic, but really ordered chaos. So it kind of really undoes your expectations of what you're bringing to the language. It sort of challenges that.
Overall, were you left feeling frustrated a little, or did you end up, as you say, just enjoying the form and the playfulness of it? It might not quite be the right word, the innovation of it.
I think definitely the latter. I about a third of the way through, I just let go of those expectations and just started trying to, and then you sort of discover the poem's own rhythm, and they do have their own rhythm, and you just sort of have to get into that weird mindset a little bit. And yeah,
Are some of them, is there a religious exploration in some ways, or an institutional religious exploration in the book? Is there any sort of theme running through it?
So I think there is, and it's my belief that Sam's Jewish, and there's lots of, actually what I really enjoyed is there's a fusion of Jewish and Pākehā cultural references in there. That's one of the things too, is that maybe I'm not smart enough, but I probably didn't get a really strong religious overtone, but there's definitely biblical or sort of Talmud references maybe, but whether it was a critique on them, I don't know.
Wonderful stuff, Faith. Thank you for that. There's certainly plenty going on in Party Legend. There's no doubt about that. Thanks very much for the review, Faith Wilson. Party Legend Ints by Sam Dacour-Jones. It is published by, let me just find this for you, VUP, as Faith mentioned, and the recommended price, $25.